Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Live, and well, you know, there has been a lion share of the news talking about a certain lion from, I believe it was Zimbabwe, that wound up getting killed by a dentist. And well,
I think you're lying.
This has a lot of people up in arms.
You're not telling the truth. You're lying.
I might be lying, but there actually was an animal, a feline, a very large cat. I believe that was Zimbabwe, correct, Mark?
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Cecil the lion, and this is something that Mark had said that he definitely wanted to talk about. And it's interesting because I came across this story from Gizmodo, titled "Lion Murderer Walt Palmer Has Done More for Conservation Than You Ever Have." Mm-hmm. And, you know, on the surface, it seems like, oh, what, he went out and he killed a lion? Like, that's not really doing anything for conservation. But apparently that's just what people are seeing as far as what the media wants them to see. So the story here, again, it comes from Gizmodo. It says lion murderer Walt Palmer might be an a-hole, but he's an a-hole who's contributed money to animal conservation in Africa more than pretty much anyone else. In fact, trophy hunters like him are a large part of the reason we still have animals like lions at all. Hunting is one of the things that, if you don't do it, probably flies in the face of your carefully curated 21st century morals. Everyone likes animals, so killing them is wrong, right?
Except just about everybody eats animals, too.
Right. And, you know, this is actually something that's interesting, and I do a podcast Monday, Wednesday, Friday called Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. And one of the questions that I got asked for my weekly Ask Me Anything was, does it violate the non-aggression principle to eat animals? And the conversation basically started because a friend of a friend posted about libertarians that aren't principled because they eat meat.
Well, before we get into that heady and deep question, let me ask you guys a more basic one. Would you, either of you, eat a lion burger?
Absolutely. If I walked into a restaurant and they had lion burger on the menu, oh, absolutely I'd eat it.
Just to try, right? What about you?
Well, I'd have to, you know, I mean, what my concern would be is whence did the lion come? if this is a, right, to me it's about ownership. Like, so you have a beloved cat, right? I might eat a cat burger. I wouldn't eat your cat.
Right.
And there's some differences there.
Hold on, Mark. I like bacon. Yep. You know that I like bacon.
Bacon's delicious.
You raise bacon, I would eat your bacon.
Yes, because I let you. And that was the point. But, you know, I mean, you actually have watched my farm and fed my pigs, and I wouldn't be very appreciative if you went after one of my sows and decided you're just going to cleave a chunk of bacon out of her stomach.
And I would not do such a thing.
Right.
Because, you know, animals that are being raised for food, there's a time in which to take the food from them, and it's not when you're trying to turn them into food.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I'm
so, like, you know, a 5-week-old pig that you're still growing, like, you're feeding this, you're taking care of it, it's not time to be food yet.
Yep.
So, like, chopping off a leg and saying, I'm going to have a ham bone, like, that's not the time to do it. The time to have the ham bone is after the animal has matured to the point to where it is time to become food.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's pretty obvious that there's some differences in when you can kill an animal and, you know, use it for food and when you can't. So I guess that there's, you know, we need some questions, right? So right. One of the questions is killing an animal wrong generally? And I think that that's a, you know, that's a tough one.
Right. Where I come from on this is as long as, one, the animal is edible and you eat it. So, for instance, like, you know, mosquito, I would never, you know, think to eat a mosquito.
But you kill them all the time.
I would kill a mosquito because they annoy me.
Yeah.
spider, you know, if it's threatening me, then
it's on my face.
Kill it. But, you know, something along the lines of, like, a rat. Actually, while I was house-sitting, and Mark, I have not told you this until now, the cat brought a tiny little mouse into the house. I got
I really
it into
love,
a little box.
I really
took
love
it outside.
Hold on. My cat Mushu Pork. This is like a hobby of his. It's one of the reasons he's named Mushu Pork. Is one of his hobbies is to bring rodents in the house, which is the exact opposite of what he's supposed to do.
Right. So I picked the thing up in a little box, took it out behind your woodshed, and just let him go. I did not kill him for a couple of reasons. One, he was not really a threat to anybody, and two, if I did kill him, there wasn't enough meat on there to do anything other than, like, tick me off and make me want to have more food.
I mean, I think the way I generally feel about this is that if the animal is capable of entering into a legally binding property agreement, that's when the animal shouldn't be killed. So if an animal can, you know, either an animal is owned by someone who says, this is mine, and, you know, here's my papers or whatever, this is, I own this, you know, or they're going to at least claim it. Some rational sentient being is going to say, I own this, it's not yours, you can't kill it. Or the animal itself says, I own me, I own myself, and don't kill me. So that includes humans, because humans are also animals. And, yes, I would extend this to if, you know, a dolphin could be like, and somehow, you know,
that would,
little flipper onto a contract,
right,
or
that,
a monkey.
That
or,
would presume that someone could translate the EEEs of the dolphin into...
They have flippers. You know, let's give them a little
language.
Squid ink pen or something, and they sign the contract. Orangutans or gray apes that are intelligent enough to sign language. And
did the squid consent to having the ink removed for the dolphin to use it to sign a contract?
The dolphin might have just startled the squid and just it might have just...
To claim that you know that you own yourself, you must know what yourself is. There are some animals that can look in a mirror and at some point distinguish that they are... an individual.
Right.
Most
dolphins
animals can do that.
Dolphins, chimpanzees, I think like magpies can.
Yeah, there are probably several birds. And
But, I mean, there's some intelligent animals. Yeah. That
higher order marine mammals as well. Sometimes.
Yeah, they can distinguish who they are by looking in a mirror. And as there's actually a story about a chimpanzee. I don't know the chimpanzee's name. We'll just name him Bingo to make you feel better. Right. So Bingo refused at once Bingo realized, I am a chimpanzee and I have a mirror and this is me, he wouldn't leave his little room, his little cage or whatever, until he'd had a chance to sort of check himself over. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa! So Bingo was a dandy. Not just a chimpanzee, but a dandy chimpanzee. And this, you know, these, to me, that's sort of the line that I draw. I think every living thing has rights. I just think that those rights pile up. I don't think they all come in a set. That human beings don't have all the rights that they, that necessarily they could have because they don't claim them. So until you claim them, they're not yours. I'm willing to say that an animal that can recognize itself in a mirror owns itself, and I'm not going to eat it.
So this opens up a lot of other questions about do you actually have a right if you have never invoked such a right? And you know, there are some people that think that rights come from government documents. Other people reject that idea. So what say you? You can call in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What do you think about rights? Do rights come from pieces of paper that were written hundreds of years ago? Or do you have rights because you are a sentient person? Do you have rights because you're, you know, just, you have rights? Like, they come from some supernatural entity.
Did God give them to you?
And
did God give them to the chimpanzees?
Yes. What do you think? 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
I timed that so perfect, didn't I?
Yeah.
You hit the post, as I they say in the biz.
I feel like a disc jockey. By the way, in the business, right, you know, there's a distinction between what we do, which is talk show host and spinning records.
Right.
But, of course, disc jockeys don't spin records. They don't even do that. Yeah. They just insert their voice in the programming that the program director has put in the machine.
Well, they do push a button to turn on and off the microphone.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
Unless that's automated as well, and it could be.
Yeah, a lot of...
Nice swallow letters.
Wow! A lot of the disc jockeys you're listening to aren't even live in the studio, right? Like, even if they're running a request show, they're not even live there. They're just voice tracking stuff. I've heard the...
Jock in a box is what they call that.
Yeah. Who's the guy that does the easy listening one that... John Tesh. I've heard him actually repeated shows. Like the same ones over and over. I do love myself some soft adult contemporary. There's no doubt about it. So we're talking about this story.
I can't stand radio music. Radio stations that play music, I can only do. Like, I can't turn on a radio station to hear music anymore. Like, I cannot find a station that plays anything even somewhat reasonable. It's talk radio only in my vehicle, or it's going to be music from some sort of a portable device.
Mostly,
music radio is completely dead to me.
Yeah, mostly it's talk for me, too. I like the unique programming. I'd rather be thinking about something than listening to Crazy Train one more time, or you know, whatever it is that that you hear over and over again.
Ironically, I think that the only type of music station that I could tolerate would be like a classical station. Like that, I might be able to be.
Because you could just ignore it, basically.
Well, it's just music in the background, you know. It's like it's still music. I wouldn't be ignoring it. I'd be listening to it and enjoying it. But that's the only thing, you know. Like, it's just any other kind of station right now is just, for the most part, you tune it in and it's like, oh, this is just junk.
A lot of people are buying their music and carrying it around on iPods, yep, or their you know, streaming Pandora or whatever they are, and that's a better way to do it for many people.
Right.
As a matter of fact, you can get music over at Amazon, and you can get it for 25% off of Amazon's price. You can get anything over at Amazon for 25% off.
Or more.
You can get gift cards that you then use to purchase the things you want to purchase.
I heard that that was coming to an end.
Oh, really?
The gift card thing.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. That was really a great way to do it. Maybe you should do it very quickly. Go to purse.freetalklive.com and register an account. Get some bitcoins. If you've got bitcoins, it'll be very easy to fund the account. If you need to get some bitcoins, you can do it at expresscoin.com. I'll tell you how to do that here shortly. But you fund the account, and then you can work with people around the world to get discounts. And, you know, some people are doing the flash discount of, like, 5% off.
5% automatic. I did that for a new mic cable, and I actually forgot that I ordered it. Went down to the shipping place earlier today and got, you know, a little notice in my box that said, come to the service desk. And I was like, what do I have? And they're like, here's something from Amazon. I was like, what did I order?
Yeah, they don't know. You know, if they knew, it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
You don't ask them, what did I get? Nonetheless, I imagine you're very excited.
Yes.
So, you get it. You can get, now that's the 5%, but you can get, if you're willing to wait a day or two, you can get up to 25% and sometimes more. Ian's got, yes, as high as 29.
I've gone as high as 25.
My wife generally hits somewhere between 20 and 25%. So purse.freetalklive.com. This is a really great way to save money. And you're going to buy pretty much everything you buy in life, you can buy at Amazon. And you can now save 25% off. Big deal. Purse.freetalklive.com.
Here's a tech tip for you guys and a question to begin the tech tip. Do either one of you have Prime?
Yes.
Amazon Prime?
I do not.
Well, have you heard of Spotify, Mark?
Yes, this is something like Pandora?
Yeah, something like Pandora, except for you are able to choose your songs and make playlists and whatnot.
Okay.
Pandora is sort of like an automatically, they pick the songs for
you.
Yeah,
they're like an automatic program director.
Well, are you aware that you, as a Prime member, have access to a Spotify-like service for free?
No.
Yep, there is a service, an app you can download on your phone called Amazon Music.
Okay.
I found out about it, tried it out. The selection's a little bit limited, but hey, it's free if you're a Prime member, so that's kind of an interesting
thing. I have to have the complete collection of King Missile.
They may or may not have any of their music.
I don't think anybody other than you, the members of King Missile, and maybe like five other people have ever heard of King Missile.
I'm surprised you still call yourself King Lord Mark King Mark as opposed to Space Lord Mark.
Space Lord. King Missile is my favorite. I really fell in love with the band after I heard Jesus Is Way Cool, and then it cemented it for me once I heard The Boy Who Ate Lasagna and Jumped Over an Ice Cream Truck. And I've been a fan ever since. So, anyway, let's go on with the story here from Gizmodo about Cecil the Lion. Because I don't know about your Facebook feed. My Facebook feed is full of this Cecil the Lion stuff.
And yes.
The argument here is the title of it is...
Is it like Clifford the Big Red Dog? Does he have like any sort of like? Is it like Cecil the Big Yellow Lion? Or something?
No, it's
like
just Cecil the Lion.
Somebody did the Madagascar Lion. I don't know what its name is. I did see the movie with my son years ago, but I couldn't tell you what the Madagascar.
There's a lion in Madagascar.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's not the guy from Friends though. I shouldn't even attempt to talk about actors because I know none of their names. That's how consequential these people are to my lives. They have a job. They act. If they do a good job, I like them. If they do a bad job, I don't. And I mostly don't know their names.
Well, Cecil is not from Madagascar. He's from Zimbabwe.
Anyway, there's
Cecil's also not an actor.
There's a meme of the lion holding his arms up, and it's paws up, don't shoot. Wild Lives Matter is the hashtag.
I saw one that had a picture of a lion on the back of an antelope, and it said hashtag Antelope Lives Matter.
Yeah. So the title of this is Lion Murderer Walt Palmer Has Done More for Conservation Than You Have. And I just want to go on with the article here. So there's the hunting for food argument. Animals in question live full, natural lives, eating healthy food, running free, and effing their brains out and then die instantaneously with a single humane shot. At least that's the idea. It didn't happen in this case. They shot him with a bow and arrow and chased him for 40 hours. By the way, this shows stick-to-itiveness on the part of the dentist. Who of us would have what it, and I think it was 40 hours. I hope I'm not wrong on that. Who of us, but certainly a hunter somewhere, has chased an animal for 40 hours and more? Who among us would have the staying power to chase an animal for 40 hours?
Depends. If that arrow hadn't have a GPS chip in it.
No, but the lion did on a collar. That's why he had such a big problem, such big trouble.
How bad do I want to eat a lion burger?
Not that badly. You can go buy a regular cow burger, and it'll be good.
I mean, if you're talking about...
Right, but cow burger is not lion burger.
It's true.
I mean, if you're talking about tracking the thing that... if you can track it via a GPS chip, I don't know if this guy was using that GPS chip to track this lion, but if you could track it that way, and you could still, we shot it, I'm going to go to sleep, I'll get back to the hunt a little bit later, then it's not that big a deal. But if you're talking about being awake and constantly on the move for 40 hours
straight, tracking a blood trail and footprints,
that's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
But I don't know if that's what happened.
We'll see. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on Cecil? 855-450-FREE. It's LRN.FM on Skype. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, the letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm of Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. If my Facebook feed is any indication, America's on fire with conversations about Cecil the Lion. And
also Sandra Bland and a bunch of other
things. Sandra Bland
things.
May have been eclipsed by Cecil the Lion at this point.
I'm still seeing a bunch of both. And I also saw a couple of memes that said, if you care more about a lion than you do Sandra Bland, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, but like, I'm hearing a lot about both of them, so therefore nobody on my friends list is part of the problem, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
and that also is that whole false dichotomy thing of if you post about this, then obviously you are never posting about any of these other things. Like, you know, people get on me because I watch football and pro wrestling. It's like, okay, but here's all of the other stuff that I do for Liberty. Like, this is my entertainment.
Well, there's nothing wrong with enjoying that stuff. I am, when football, I love to see the athleticism of football. It's the hard hits that I do not like. I do not like to see those guys get hit like that. And if I was in charge, it'd be flag football. And I know nobody likes it, but tough.
Flag football's fun.
Yeah, that's what it'd be, flag football.
Would it be hideously insensitive in me to ask whether or not Cecil ate a giant bag of weed and then hung himself a little bit later? It seems like there's a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so certainly there's still investigations going on about the Sandra Bland thing. And the Cecil the Lion thing, I can come down on either side of this. It depends on the point that one takes. And that's, like, what I hate more than anything is stinking thinking. Poor, poor logic.
Yeah.
Irrational arguments. Now, I heard...
the one I just made, by the way.
I heard one guy, saw one guy on my Facebook feed actually trying to make the argument that it's okay to eat meat as long as it's farm-raised meat that was raised for being eaten, because those animals couldn't survive in the wild, and therefore they were made to be eaten. That's really fine until you decide that certain humans were made to pick cotton. And when you, so this line of thinking really, really stinks.
Right.
And life is either valuable or it's not. It has the value that you assign to it, and the life of a farm animal is worth the life of a wild animal.
Right, and this also goes back to the question that I posed in the very first segment about, does it violate the non-aggression principle to eat an animal? And the answer that I gave in my podcast was, if you're making that argument, you must also go to the logical conclusion that it is equally immoral to eat a plant, because plants are living things as well. So if you claim that it, somehow violates non-aggression to eat a living thing, then you must only sustain yourself on water and dirt, and you must make sure that there are no microorganisms in said water or dirt, lest you wind up aggressing against a living thing.
Yeah, I get the living thing part of where you're coming from. Obviously, the rebuttal to that is going to be central nervous system, right? Things without central nervous systems. Now, I hear that oysters don't have a central nervous system. Does that mean that vegetarians choose to eat them? I don't know. Many times that they'll choose not to eat eggs because they've come from factory farms. But I can tell you that I've eaten a friend of mine has more than 100 chickens, and her chickens are just fine. Right. Like they're not living some kind of tortured existence. They're living the lives of chickens, and
they're almost free range if it's the person that I think you're talking about.
Yeah. If you've been over to her house, they get let out during the day and let in and that sort of thing. They have different times that they get in and out. And that is free range by its definition. You don't have to leave your chickens out for the raccoons and foxes in order for them to be free range. But but then again, somebody would say it's not good enough. It's not good enough. They must be free range all the time and be killed by the raccoons or whatever. It just gets it's like there's so many hurdles put up by somebody who just doesn't eat meat on those of us that do. And
right.
That, yeah, I don't know.
And but before we get back into the argument, there's a thing that I believe it was Walter Williams said a few years ago about the reason certain animals are not in danger of extinction is because we allow people to own them and sell them for food.
Chickens, cows, pigs, not endangered because people are... People
profit from owning them.
These are dumb animals.
pigs aren't, but the chickens are about...
Pigs, but pigs live... You see pigs in the wild frequently.
Yes.
You don't really... I mean, like, wild chickens and stuff like that. I mean, I know they exist, but they're like... They've gotten out... it's like the kind of things that are domesticated. The species that you see, like, in terms of wild birds and whatnot, seem to me to be very, very different than what you see the chickens that are on farms.
Yeah, usually if you see a wild chicken, it's just a chicken, not in a pen.
And sheep?
Usually hanging out. Not very smart animals.
You don't see a lot of sheep in the United States that are roaming wild.
Let's go to Shane in Raleigh. Shane, you're in Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. Your comment earlier about rights, when you have rights, I think it was, or what you should write.
Yeah,
it's pretty simple. Rights are given to you by people who have power over you.
So that would be incorrect.
I want him to defend the statement.
Okay.
Let me finish before I just want to make that statement. If you look at everything, when somebody says they have a right to something, I have a right in the United States to carry a firearm. In England, I wouldn't have that right because the powers say so. Now, I'm not saying that is right, that it should be that way. My philosophy is do what you want to with your life as long as what you do doesn't harm anybody else. I'm just saying if you look at rights, it is given to you by somebody else.
Now, ultimately, rights are a function of the law because that's how they exist today. Right. I think it would be difficult to argue your point that in reality, that's what a right is. I think that that's not, I would disagree with it in the sense that so we have what that is. We have a term for what that is, and that's a legal privilege. Functionally, they are the same, but they should not be. So a right is, a right needs its own definition, and a right is a function of property ownership. I have the right to drive my car because I own my car. I have the right to defend myself because I own myself. I have the right to use my vocal cords because they are mine. And
right, and the difference of how you're able to practice those comes from basically men in rooms deciding what portion of the right they will recognize. They are not determining whether or not you have the right. They are determining whether or not they will recognize that you have the right.
Now, maybe I said it wrong. You should be able to do whatever you want from the day you're born.
Yeah. Yeah.
But society doesn't look at it that way.
No.
And society to me is wrong.
Right. I don't disagree with your point. I think that you've articulated it quite well. The fact is that a right functionally is whatever you're allowed to do that the people in the government say you're allowed to do, because otherwise they will send somebody with a gun after you, and then make it so that you will choose not to do that right anymore. So yeah, I think you're correct functionally, and it brings up an important aspect of it. Anything else?
Yes. Oh yeah, your chickens, they're not free range. You had them on a work release program.
A couple of them I'm about ready to revoke their parole. Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. What is it with the roosters and attacking kids? Why is it that they have to do that? To run around and just be such roosters about it all? I don't know. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, LRN.FM on Skype, Free Talk Live.
This message is for home intruders, the cowards who break into people's homes to steal their hard-earned property, criminals who shatter lives and rob people of their privacy and security. Listen very carefully. We're the home security experts at LiveWatch, and we're taking you down. Because we're letting everyone try our newest home security system for one full year in their home. To take advantage of this amazing offer, call now, 1-800-670-9259. LiveWatch has been helping protect homes for years, and we've learned the secrets that intruders like you don't want people to know. Criminals, it's time for you to be afraid, because every person who calls will be protected against cowards like you. To the criminals listening, we're taking you down. To those who want to help protect their homes, call the security experts to try the LiveWatch security system. There are no long-term contracts, and if you're not completely satisfied, you can cancel at any time. Try LiveWatch now by calling 1-800-670-9259. That's 1-800-670-9259.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I gotta say, I am a lot more comfortable with the rock and roll music playing in the wake coming in than I was with the old music. It just feels like Free Talk Live when that music plays in the intro.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's King Mark the First with you,
Daryl.
And Johnson.
And we're talking about Cecil the Lion. If your Facebook feed is anything like mine, your office, the people you talk to, they're all talking about this lion that got killed. And I don't have the firmest opinion on whether the lion should have been killed or not. It seems to me that that lion was tagged. It belonged inside the park, baiting it outside of the park so that you could shoot it. Sounds for all the world like lion wrestling to me. I just, you know, if I've got some pigs on my property, if you lure the pigs off my property to shoot and kill them so that you can eat them, I'm going to think you're a bad person.
Yes.
And to me that this is, you know, that's sort of what's going on here.
But okay, so what if the person that baited this lion off...
The dentist! We have to mention that he's a dentist.
Yes.
It's really important, because every time you read...
You're
story,
just anti-dentite.
He's a dentist! I don't know. I don't even... Why are they... You know, how many... Do they mention, like, the serial killers? I can't tell you what Dahmer was. I don't know what Timothy McVeigh did for a living. But I know that this guy's a dentist.
Yeah, so let me, before you sidetracked me about the thing where
nobody
he baited...
Wants to hear your excuses.
He baited the lion. What if he put a sign up that said, "This food is not for Cecil the Lion," and then Cecil the Lion eats the food? Is Cecil the Lion violating the property rights because the sign says it's not for Cecil the Lion?
No, I don't think that that's a reasonable thing, no. And plus, you know, they took a dead animal and drug it behind a truck to drag Cecil, to get Cecil to come out of the thing. I mean, this is entirely different. It's not even just like putting bait there. They lured him out. So anyway, this is the reason, but lots of people seem to have lots of different reasons why they don't like this, and most of those reasons stink. And it's not that I disagree with them, it's that I disagree with irrational arguments. They, of the banes of my existence, I just, this is the chief among them. I can't stand an irrational argument. So we're going from through an article here from Gizmodo.
So before we continue, I just want to give, like, you know, full disclosure. This is the most I know about Cecil the Lion is what we're reading and discussing, because I have not read any of the other stories. Because it does not affect me in any aspect of my life, but it makes for good radio.
Yeah, it's not relevant to me either, but if it's a story that's captured the hearts and minds of America, then that's sort of the thing that we've got to talk about. But first off, I told you in a previous segment about purse.freetalklive.com and how you could save 25% off of your purchases at Amazon.
And that's very relevant to my life.
That's very relevant. But I told you that I was going to tell you how to get some Bitcoin if you don't have them. The way to do it is to go through ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they're a licensed money services business, and they make it fast, safe, easy, and they've got really low rates. And so it's inexpensive to get Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin or Dashcoin. They got other stuff over there. I don't even know them all. But the cryptocurrency of your choice can be purchased with a money order or a check. Yeah, it would be really nice if they did credit cards, but there's a lot of fraud involved in credit cards, and they don't do that for that reason. So it's a money order or a check. They'll make it as fast as they possibly can for you, and you just start off at ExpressCoin.com. They've got an app. You can use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of whatever cryptocurrency you choose at no fee at all. So ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Cecil the Lion. The claim is this dentist has done that killed him has done more for conservation. Yeah, Walt Palmer, than you have. And so I think that's a relevant article to talk about, right? Sitting behind your computer and complaining about this guy that killed the lion. You're just a keyboard warrior, which is to say, useless. Now, if somebody's actions result in conservation being, perpetuated, that person deserves credit for that.
Yeah.
And the claim is that this Walt fella, that's the case. So there's the hunting for food argument. Animals in question live full, natural lives, eating healthy food, running free, and out in the bush, and humping their brains out, and then die instantaneously with a single humane shot to the head. At least that's the idea when it comes to hunting. Conversely, animals that you buy in nice little packages at the supermarket have all been the subjects of industrialized torture. Grass-fed, free-range, GMO-free, and organic, those are just labels. Wild harvested meat is the real health food deal, and the superior quality is so great you can taste it. So this is a pretty good argument, right? Like, animals are living the way that animals are supposed to live for the period of time that they live, and a hunter goes and takes that animal with one clean, supposedly, shot that kills it. And having killed a few animals in my time, I would have to say that I'm going to be able to do it better on the farm. I disagree with this assessment. I think that a farm-raised animal is a happier one. So, for instance, my pigs are not only, living the life they love, they come back when I feed them, they come when I feed them, and they die very, very quickly, instantaneously.
Right. But the way you run your farm and the way Butterball runs their farm are two totally different things.
I will agree that the food that you buy in stores generally is tortured food. Chickens and pigs are treated terribly in this country. Cows better.
Not to mention all of the hormones that they wind up getting. Because, well, we've got to make sure that the turkey has a nice plump breast, so let's give them this and give them that and give them these other things. I worked on a dairy farm.
You've worked everywhere.
For about a year and a half. And I don't drink milk anymore. Like, I never was a milk fan to begin with. But after working on the farm and knowing the different hormones that the cows would get shot up with, I don't drink milk.
I'm of the opinion that one of the reasons that you're seeing kids mature more quickly is because of all the hormones in the food.
Yeah, definitely.
I know that this, you know, that there's arguments about this this claim, but we don't. For that, that's one of the reasons we don't do that at our house. So, yeah, I think generally that hunting is better than industrialized farming.
Yes.
That you don't know what whether it's grass-fed or organic or free-range and all that stuff. You can't really know how the animal is treated. I think that you're probably taking – it's probably a pretty good shot, though, if it has one of those labels that the animal's been treated better. But I can assure you, at my house, the animals are treated quite well.
Yes.
So
yes, they are.
You do not – I don't think
and that all of the pigs get a donut.
Yeah, every day, everybody gets a donut. One thing I would ask is you know these principled non-meat eaters. Can I eat an animal if it just dies of natural causes? Is that somehow some violation of some
the
rule?
The freegans would be okay with it.
Yeah, but you know, if it just dies of natural causes, can I eat it? I'm sure my ancestors did, running around in the bush. If that's the case, then. Well, we're all going to die at some point.
Freegans would also, most freegans, let me put that disclaimer, most freegans would be okay with you eating fresh roadkill.
Well, if I find roadkill, I scoop it up and I give it to my pigs, and they enjoyed it thoroughly.
Well, speaking of things that end in egan, a.k.a. vegans, what do you guys think about PETA's, or Ingrid Newkirk's, and more specifically?
People eating tasty animals? I'm a big fan.
Her call specifically for James Palmer to be hanged.
Is that
she wants him to be killed.
Walt
Ingrid
Palmer?
Ingrid Newkirk is the president of PETA.
Walt Palmer?
Walt Palmer?
The dentist.
Walter
James Palmer.
Okay, sorry about that.
Sorry, I read from the middle of his name.
Yeah, no problem. I think that you have to go a long way in logic to claim that an animal has the same rights as a human does. I also don't support the death penalty generally, so no, I'm not for hanging. That's
the biggest irony that I see of this is he killed an animal, so therefore we should kill him.
Right. I mean, it seems like, well, it's. I think in this particular call by Ingrid Newkirk, it's never been laid more obviously bare that PETA, and specifically Ingrid Newkirk, has a specific bigotry and hatred towards humans. Humans are animals, right? So you don't ever hear PETA calling for a lion to be killed when a lion kills another animal. So why does it make sense for when a human animal, kills a lion animal, should the human be killed? Lions kill other animals. What's the difference between one animal killing another and when it's an animal doing it and versus when it's a human doing it?
All right, so I'm going to ask the same question that I asked several years ago when Michael Vick got in hot water for killing some dogs. Did he eat the animal? And if he did not, did he give the meat to someone that did?
Let me ask you this.
Well, animals kill without eating, too.
If animal lives matter, the fact is that carcass, which was left, Cecil's carcass was left on the wherever it was, that carcass was eaten by something. And if animal lives matter, then something enjoyed that carcass. 855
old music beds.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the Union BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency Secrecy.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines, use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.